News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The U.S. military is sending about 1,000 more troops to the Philippines to help typhoon relief efforts. Helicopters from the aircraft carrier USS George Washington are delivering food and water. Conditions in the hard-hit city of Tacloban are getting better, and distribution, while still tough, continues to improve. The BBC's Rico Hizon reports from a food distribution center on the island of Cebu.
Hundreds of volunteers from all walks of life have come together to help pack relief goods for the victims of Typhoon Haiyan. There's tons of food here. A relief food pack has 6 kilos of rice, 10 canned goods from sardines to meatloaf, and this relief pack can basically feed a family of five for 2 to 3 days. From here, this will be packed into rice sacks of 5, and they will be distributed to the typhoon-stricken areas of Leyte and Samar.
The BBC's Rico Hizon in Cebu, Philippines. Trustees at Princeton University in New Jersey are meeting this weekend to decide whether to offer students a vaccine that hasn't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. As Jim Burris of member station WABE reports, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has already said the meningitis vaccine will allow to be imported.
The Atlanta-based CDC says it will import Bexsero, a meningitis vaccine licensed in Europe and Australia, but not in the U.S. The shift comes as officials at Princeton University in New Jersey are considering how to stop the spread of the sometimes life-threatening illness on its campus. The school recently confirmed another case of meningitis this calendar year that brings the number to 7. A spokesman says trustees will discuss the issue this weekend. Bacterial meningitis causes brain and spinal cord membranes to swell. Although fairly rare in the U.S., those who contract meningitis develop symptoms quickly and can die in a couple of days. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
Former Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has a new job, NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
The firm is called Warburg Pincus. Timothy Geithner will become their president in March, the firm announced in a statement. Geithner served as Treasury Secretary under President Obama. In that role, he oversaw the administration's efforts to stabilize the financial industry and bail out the nation's auto industry. Before that job, Geithner led the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Since leaving Treasury, Geithner joined the Council on Foreign Relations and has made rounds on the speaking circuit. He's also working on a behind-the-scenes book about the financial crisis. Warburg Pincus manages about $35 billion in assets. The New York-based company had a role in the buyout of Bausch & Lomb and the sale of Neiman Marcus. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
This is NPR. A majority of the residents of Milford, Texas, are being allowed to return to their homes. They were evacuated yesterday after an oil pipeline owned by Chevron exploded and burst into flames. Officials say a drilling crew accidentally punctured the line. A small fire continues to burn, and Chevron says air quality is within normal ranges. No injuries have been reported. The San Francisco area could be facing another transit strike. The Bay Area Rapid Transit officials say a recently approved contract includes an erroneous and expensive provision, and they're calling for BART and union negotiators to return to the bargaining table. The union calls it buyer's remorse and says an agreement is an agreement. This evening in Hollywood, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is handing out its honorary Governor's Awards. It's a private black tie event, and as Danielle Carson reports, it marks the beginning of Oscar season.
The evening comes with dinner, drinks, and no commercial breaks. Unlike Oscar night, the Governor's Award ceremony isn't televised. This year, Angelina Jolie, Steve Martin, Angela Lansbury, and Italian costume designer Piero Tosi will receive the honorary statuettes. Jolie is getting the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award for her work on behalf of refugee children. Martin, Lansbury, and Tosi will receive Lifetime Achievement Awards. Other celebrities, including Anthony Hopkins and Tom Hanks, are expected to pay tribute to the recipients in front of hundreds of the film industry's elite. Oprah Winfrey received the honor last year. Elizabeth Taylor, Quincy Jones, Jerry Lewis, and Paul Newman are past recipients. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.